could start by just getting yourself comfortable and letting yourself know that really there's no expectations. And that comfort can be, as I said before, eyes open or eyes closed. You can recline a little bit if you want to. You can even lie down, but you might fall asleep, but that's okay. No law saying you can't fall asleep in meditation. If your body needs it, it will take it. And then just check whether there's anything you might do to make yourself 5 or 10% more comfortable than you already are. And let your senses open, noticing sounds in the distance, and sounds near, perhaps even sounds inside your own body. Just noticing them as sound sensations, not having to name everything, just pure sound. Notice, even if the eyes are closed, there is still seeing, sense of light and shade, perhaps any residual tastes or smells, and the touch. Touch of air upon your skin, and the touch of your body on the surface upon which it's resting. Letting go into gravity's kind downward invitation. And we might start with setting an intention for this practice of meditation. And possibly none better than the words of Just for Today number 9. I'll have a quiet time of meditation wherein I shall think of my higher power, of myself, of my neighbour. I shall relax and seek truth. And then notice that there's a sense of an aliveness about your body. Something that lets you know that this body is alive. It might be a sense of the pulse or a tingling. And you might have a sense that behind this life as a life force, there is something more global or universal, that perhaps life is something that comes from and is part of our higher power, this motive impulse of life. And open to the question, what does life itself, or perhaps my higher power, what does it want in this life for me? How should I be living my life? What would be a global intention or intentions that would make my life meaningful? Valuable, a deep heartfelt calling. and feel that physically as a felt sense, not just a vague concept. A resonant felt sense somewhere in your body. Maybe a sense of groundedness or warmth. But feeling it as though it is accomplished now, not a vague wish for the future. And notice that along with this, there may be a sense of somehow being at home with yourself. Sense of groundedness, as though you're sitting somewhere with your higher powers, an ever-present companion, bringing a sense of ease, well-being, perhaps even a feeling of just being. Just this moment between all the doing, all the becoming. This background field of just being. And as this sense of just being, you might feel there's a sense of spaciousness, a timelessness. Other things are here, all our personality, emotions, behaviors, all that make up who we are as an individual. They're here too. But on a background of just simply being, if you like, a sense of a consciousness, an awareness. And if you want, you can stay with that feeling a little longer, or you can follow along, letting my words be your words, as we take our attention to different parts of the body, just simply welcoming them, not trying to change or relax anything, just noting and welcoming as we move from part to part. Notice at first the felt sense of your jaw, particularly the hinges of the jaw, left and right. Felt sense of the inside of the mouth. The eyes might want to try and visualize it. That's okay, but try to just simply feel your way. Like a tingling sensation in the mouth. Lips, teeth and gums, ceiling and floor of the mouth and the inner walls of the cheeks, and the feeling of the tongue. Sense the tip of the tongue, sides of the tongue. Notice all the sensations inside the mouth. And as you do, you might even notice that there's that first blush of even sleepiness possibly coming in. Just notice that. Just keep journeying around the body as you feel into the inner ears, the inside of the ears. And follow that sensation to the outer architecture of each ear. Then bring your attention to the nose, and in particular, the feeling of the breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. Notice that there could be a coolness or a warmth. Perhaps the in-breath feels a little different to the out-breath. Just notice. And then follow sensation up through the bridge of the nose to your left eye. And notice the feeling of the left eyeball. The eyebrow, temple, the cheekbone, and that left bridge of the nose. That whole left eye area, a field of sensation. Then slide your attention across to the right eye, the eyeball, the eyebrow, temple, cheekbone, and the right side of the bridge of the nose, that whole area of the right eye. Then let both eyes be felt at the same time as one sensation. Then feel your forehead, perhaps a sense of smooth coolness, the breath touching the forehead. Notice the scalp. And the back of the head and back of the neck. Notice the whole head, a global feeling of the whole head as sensation, not just a concept or trying to visualize it, the felt sense. Notice that there is still that sense of that higher power is here, that sense of ease, well-being, home ground that we might call your inner resource. As you notice that and the sensations, you might feel that you are acquiring a feeling of greater security within yourself. Then allow your attention to come into the left shoulder, the left upper arm, and follow the stream of sensations from the left upper arm, across the elbow, into the forearm, into the wrist, back of the hand and fingers, and the palm of the left hand. And then rest your attention momentarily in the left palm. Feel sensations here and notice that there's like a radiance. It's as though you can feel sensation in and radiating out from the left palm. Sensing the left hand, forearm, upper arm and shoulder, the whole left arm. Then draw your attention across to the right shoulder and into the right upper arm, noticing the sensations here. The eyes might try and visualize, but try and let that go and just feel your way and follow the stream of sensation down the right arm, across the elbow, to the forearm, wrist, back of the hand and fingers, and the right palm. Let attention rest in the palm momentarily and notice the sensations in and radiating out from that right palm. Right hand, forearm, upper arm and shoulder, all of the right arm. Then sense both arms at the same time. Just sensation. And as you do, also notice once again this felt sense of that inner resource of simply being or well-being, the sense that you are supported by your higher power, that sense that you are not alone. And then bring attention into the torso. And then feel the sensations in the upper chest, perhaps on the surface of the upper chest, then inside the chest, the organs, and into the upper back. Then feel the sensations of the middle back, inside the lower chest, solar plexus area, and the surface of the lower chest and solar plexus. Sensing the surface of the belly, inside the lower abdomen, and the lower back. The whole torso, an aliveness of sensation. Again, noticing there might be some slight change. You might feel a little sleepiness. Those sort of pre-dream thoughts that come in before you fall asleep, that's okay. Even if you fall asleep, there is a part of you that is still listening. Feel the pelvis and then slide attention across to your left hip, the upper leg, and follow the stream of sensation down the upper leg, across the knee, into the foreleg and calf, ankle, foot, and toes. Feel the whole left leg from toes to hip. Then bring attention across to the right hip and right upper leg. Following the stream of sensation down across the knee, through the foreleg and calf, ankle, foot, and toes. The whole right leg from toes to hip. And then welcome both legs at the same time as pure sensation. And soften your attention so you can bring in the legs at the same time as the torso and the arms and the face and head. So you're feeling the whole global body, the whole body as sensation. The front of the body, the back of the body, left side, right side, the entire body is a field of sensation. And then notice that you are aware of the sensations of the body. And if you are aware, what does awareness feel like? Perhaps there's a sensation of you somehow having stepped back as a witness, as a witnessing or awareing presence, noticing the changing sensations of the body. So that this sense of awareness is spacious and unchanging. The body arises as a movement, as a changing phenomena within this field of awareness. Then feel in to the sensation of the body breathing itself. Not changing anything, just noticing the body breathing itself. And I invite you to join in a counting of the breath, where we count our breaths down from 11 to 1 in a particular way. And so I'll speak it aloud for 2 breaths and then simply invite you just to continue on the counting silently in your own mind. So 11, inhalation, belly and chest expanding. 11, exhalation, belly and chest releasing and relaxing. 10, belly and chest expanding. 10, out breath, belly and chest releasing and relaxing. 9, in breath, belly and chest expanding. 9, out breath, belly and chest releasing and relaxing. Continue on counting in your own rhythm. If you lose count or get sleepy, just come back to starting from 11. wherever your count is up to now, let go of the counting. Let the body return to its natural breathing without your attention. And notice whether there might be a particular feeling or emotion that is present with you at the moment that might have accompanied you into your meditation. It might be a powerful emotion, something that you have as a regular visitor or attendant to your life, or something that's just popped in now. And if there is no emotion present at the moment, perhaps call to mind one that you have been working with or that you know is an issue for you. And as you call it forward, know that you also can call forward this sense of that inner resource, that feeling of your higher power alongside you, sense of groundedness. And then try and feel, what is the felt sense of this emotion? Where and how does it feel in the physical body? So rather than just the word and the notion, what is the sensation? So, for example, there might be a tightness in the stomach, or a gripping in the throat, or a clenching somewhere, or temperature. Try and feel into the felt sense of this emotion or feeling. And if it feels very strong and becomes overwhelming, you can simply let it go and just rest back in this sense of this inner resource with your higher power. Really delve in, if you can, to this felt sense. Is there texture? Is there temperature? Is there a shape? And if this emotion was not here, what might be here in its place? What would the sense be? What would the feeling be in the body if the sensations associated with that emotion were not to be here? What would you be feeling? We might call this an opposite emotion, an opposite feeling. And feel into that. How might you describe that to yourself? And then go back to the felt sense of the original feeling or emotion. Let those feelings arise. And then that alternative or opposite feeling, let that arise. So you're really feeling, moving one to the other. And then perhaps you might feel that you can hold them both together in your attention. The felt sense of that first emotion and the felt sense of the opposite. Just there at the same time. And notice how that feels in your overall sense of your mind and body. Perhaps you might like to feel back as awareness and notice that there is just these sensations in the field of awareness, that you are this spacious, unchanging, awaring presence, noticing these changing, varying sensations. And you might contemplate that all these things shall pass. Then come back into the felt sense of your body once more. And then call forward that sense of that inner resource and that companionship of your higher power, the sense of being grounded, ease, sense of being at home with yourself, even safe with yourself, perhaps. Knowing that this sense of home ground comes to you by the grace of God or the higher power. At any time, you can simply let go and let your higher power be this companion. Perhaps as feeling this, you may also feel that you can better comprehend and experience the word serenity, and to have know a greater peace of mind. Then once more, call back in that felt sense of that sense of purpose, that heartfelt calling that you were contemplating at the beginning of the meditation, that sense of life living through you with purpose, meaning and value. Weaving that in, noting the intention that we contemplated earlier, taking time for meditation. Noticing everything just as it is. Emotions have been here, sometimes at the foreground, sometimes the background. Sensations, sometimes foreground, sometimes background. But at all times, this sense of simply being. At all times, higher power, your ever-present support and companion. And then allow yourself to come back fully to what we might call the alert, wakeful consciousness or state of mind, where again of any sounds, anything else the senses start to bring into you, and let the eyes open and close a few times. As you do, notice seeing coming back in, but there's still this sense of being, peacefulness, even when the world awakens back into the senses, in through you. And then as you welcome yourself back fully, allow the body to take whatever it needs, perhaps a little movement of the toes and fingers, stretch. And then find yourself fully back here, awake and alert.